Let your body relax a little. Let go of the day. Come back to the beauty of who you are, not to who you think you are or who everyone else thinks you are. Okay, so why don't we start with a few check-ins? So let me just make a statement here that when you're in this class, you should be in a place where you're not disturbed and there's nothing else going on. It's not something to just like listen to when you're having dinner or on the computer. So check on that, and not a time to be checking your emails or texts because it's a sacred ceremony. And if we want to optimize the potency of the ceremony, this is how we do it. So, this is our final class, correct? This is our fourth class? Yes. Okay. So, a lot's happened over the last month of this class. So, why don't we have a little check-in and see how you're handling your shame and blame. Why don't we have three or four people check in?
Sarah, this is Lisa. Ever since the retreat, a lot of stuff has been percolating. And on yesterday, I was working with a contractor who is from India, and he's been known to, I've been in experiences with him before where he's been condescending and demeaning. And it's not necessarily his nature, more cultural. And I was able to handle it very peacefully. Well, yesterday it happened again. And I think I was in such a raw space that I was enraged. I never experienced that before. And it was wonderful because I didn't have him face to face. It was just an instant message between us. But my body was shaking with rage. And I saw how I couldn't think about love. We had talked about that, I think, in our last class about embracing and love this other person. That didn't happen.
That doesn't sound like it.
No, it didn't happen. It did not. I was very angry. But what did happen is, that's funny, was in that moment, I said, Lisa, you've got to stop this game. And I, you know, the typical thing was I was about to send my boss, who was on the trail of emails back and forth, and he took it off into an instant message when he started lashing out. And I wanted to send it to my boss, and I had it all ready, and all this is happening. And I just pulled myself back. I didn't respond, and I could feel what he was feeling. He was enraged with me. So 2 minutes later, because I didn't respond, he set a meeting up for 20 minutes from that moment. And I had another meeting, and I declined it with comments. And I couldn't believe this was the decision point. And I took a huge breath, and I just knew, remember you saying, you don't have to deal with this. That you do not have to manage this. You do not have to address this. This is done. And I put an email, I have a conflicting email with Sylvia to talk about a service call. I said, based on your last two instant messages, if I need anything else from you, I will reach out. Thanks. And I sent the decline. And I had such peace. I was worn out. I was totally worn out for the day. I was totally, I was depleted, but not in an ungrounded way. It's not like I felt completely centered and completely grounded. But that took so much energy out of my being to make that choice. Mm-hmm. It was very good. Thank you.
Yep. There's a lot of anger built up in us from all the shaming that goes on. Huge amount. Huge amount. Okay, someone else? Oh, we got everyone on now. Did people have a hard time getting on? Okay. Okay, someone else want to check in? Need at least two more.
Yeah, hi, this is Sean. I'll check in. I like the previous comment because it does seem like there's a correlation with me about with anger too. And if I'm, it's almost like when the anger comes up, that lets me know I'm entering that dynamic, you know. And I think one of the things that I've gotten out of the class, and I wrote this on the page too, but it's important, is the idea of kind of owning my path and owning that I'm choosing to be in the relationships that I'm in. And when I do that, it takes away, like when I get in my sovereignty about all the environments and all the conditions, and I own it. It takes away the energy of blame and shame. It's like the victimhood is out of it when I take that step into my sovereignty. And so that's something I'm noticing right now. I think the something someone mentioned recently, I can't remember if it was in this class though, is that sometimes the results of that is that I don't have a lot of drama, and I might feel a little bit understimulated and lonely, but it's worth it for the peace.
Right, it might have been Marianne talking about the blandness.
Oh yeah, right.
Wow, that is a really good point because the minute you own your choices and your life, you realize you're not a victim. And,
Oh, go ahead.
go ahead, Georgia.
I think I realized after last week and what Lisa just said, that when people reach out to me and are angry, I used to think that it was all my anger responding. Now I'm realizing, oh, I'm reading their anger and taking that on as well. And you giving me permission not to do that, I ended up resigning from the board that I was on and realizing that I didn't have to fix the problems for the employees, that I could do what was right for me and remove myself. And that was such a blessing.
Wow. Good for you.
Thank you.
Yeah. Okay. Did this inspire anyone else? Is everyone here tonight or is everyone tired today?
Sarah, this is
A little
Kate.
tired.
Kate? Okay. And who said they were tired?
Hi.
Who said they were tired?
Marianne.
Oh, okay. Okay, Kate, go ahead.
So, as you may know, I've been dealing with a lot of anger issues, and someone was just telling me that there are these planets that are all squared, and this makes total sense that there's a lot of anger sort of in the air. And I came to a personal conclusion with my neighbor's situation that's been such an ongoing, long, but absolutely personal. It's like my personal cross to bear because it holds all of the negative energy from my entire life. It's like triggering so many aspects of me. And I realized that it is a gift and that it is in my face to remind me to ground. So that's been my big gift to realize that each time this situation arises and the anger comes up, that I can remember to ground. And it comes up often enough that this is a very big deal for me. And I was in a restaurant over the weekend. We live in a place where a lot of tourists come. And the waitress was so angry. And I said to my friend who was visiting, I said, you know, I'm not going to tip her. It was really bad. And instantly my mind said, oh, yes, you are. Because she's feeling exactly how you're feeling. And she can't control herself either. And so it was just this sort of really nice, just a few things happening that has brought me into more comfort with how much anger I'm clearing. And, you know, whether that's coming, it's all in shame. It's, you know, if I'm wanting something that's not there, that feels like shame. And anyway, I guess that's my share.
Great. Hey, it's breaking up, right?
All that I think
stuff.
So.
Uh-huh.
I'm not sure, you know, that I have a whole lot of confidence in sort of what time frame here on Earth that that's going to be in. And it's very surprising. You know, I didn't used to think of myself as an angry person, but it's really, really, really up. And I think I will finish my thought that I just am okay with it coming up. And I'm not shaming myself for it being there. That's really what I think I can say. The dog is excited. I'm sorry.
Putting an exclamation mark on what you're saying.
Yeah. I thought too. She's a blue healer. She's very telepathic as an animal, so that doesn't surprise me actually. So yeah, it's like this, there's almost a freedom that seems to be rising up, that it's like, you know, Kate, if this is where you are, it's okay. Just work through it.
There you go.
Let it come through the ground. Let it be, let it shift. Don't just let it come, and then let it come into the ground, and Mother will handle it, and all will be well when it's well. Right?
That's wonderful, Kate. I'm so glad you could find that place in you. That's wonderful. I mean, there is a lot of anger in everyone. I mean, if everyone, mm-hmm. I mean, our culture is so full of shame, being shamed and blamed. How could you not be filled with anger unless you were enlightened at an early age?
You know, the woman I was with is a nurse, and she works down in San Diego in a big, busy hospital. And I was, you know, talking about this subject, and she's a very bubbly, effusive, warm person. And she just looked at me and she said, oh, I'm angry too. And it was like she had all this permission to admit it. And, you know, I'm wondering a little bit about, because I do live in a place where we have like four times the number of people that is normal, and they're all coming from outside, and we have so much chaos in the world right now. And it's almost like you go out and it's literally in the air. You just, my body just is vibrating with it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if, you know, I guess the grounding, you just have to come back and say, okay, let's just ground it from me. And once that's happening, then I should not be so subjected to this negative vibration.
Aren't they coming there to have fun?
It doesn't feel that way. You know, we have zero COVID in our county, and, you know, it comes with all, and it's very, very combative right now. It's pretty uncomfortable for all. Everybody's talking about it. It's not just me.
So a lot of people are carrying a lot of heavy stuff now. Very much so. It's pretty intense. Okay. Anyone else who's dying to check in?
This is Jamie.
It's okay, go ahead. Yeah.
I'll make it quick. But I have
You don't have to. It's okay.
Oh, okay. I had an interesting thought this week. I feel like throughout the course of this class, the shame blame has definitely, like, I feel like I'm moving through the moments of it, you know, the moments of breaking free of it, I'll say. Mm-hmm. And I had an interesting thought this week around money, actually, where I think before this week, I was like, there's this feeling, and you know, now you all get an intimate look into my psychology around money, but there's this feeling around like getting cheated or being very worried about overpaying and like holding tightly to money for fear that more won't come along. And this week I had this feeling of like, just let it flow more. Mm. Like, just let it come and go. And if you pay a little more here or you get a little more there, like it all kind of evens out. It was a really interesting, and I think there is an element of shame around it. And in terms of like the shame of don't get taken advantage of, or make sure you're getting what you're worth. Like those feelings are very pressure inducing, and they don't come from like an empowered, grounded place. Mm-hmm. So anyway, that was my, and I posted on the page a comment around like how shame really for me, and probably for others, but I also had this thought of how shame has led to a lot of low self-esteem and like lack of confidence in myself. And there's the kind of that dichotomy of like feeling confident, even if some shame is coming at you, you know, like not letting that take you down, kind of.
Mm-hmm. This is very, very fertile soil that you're in. Can anyone else relate to what she's saying about money and finances?
I can.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Okay, say some words about that. Let's pull it out a little bit. Let's flesh it out.
I think there's a lot of mistrust around marketing and commercialization and materialism, that you're not going to get what they tell you you're going to get. And then you feel like you fall into this, all right, I'll give it a try, after you read, you know, the 25,000 reviews, and then you end up ripped off, and then you feel shame around that. And it has to do with feeling ripped off, that you feel shame because you didn't know better, you know, that you should know better kind of shaming thing that goes on around anything that you make a mistake about.
Mm-hmm. Okay. That's one line of that. What else is there? And how could you know? I mean, you tried your best, you read the reviews, you listened to what they said, and still. So,
can I interject another weird, like, this is how my brain went to it, because I understand mm-hmm. what Cindy was saying. But, like, I'll speak for myself and say I rent an apartment. And so I have a lot of, like, sometimes maintenance things come up. And there's this balance between what my landlord should do and what I just could do because it's easier. And even though I sometimes have to pay for things on my own, and that weird like is it right for me to do it myself? Am I getting ripped off? Like Cindy's saying, it's the same thread, but it's just like a different situation of that.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, do I care? Sometimes I just don't care. And like, I'm willing to pay for it because it's easier, right? Like that convenience cost. But ultimately it's like, do I feel like I'm getting ripped off? Should I not have paid for that? Because it's wrong. Because like, I'm just a tenant, you know, that sort of line of thinking.
Well, look at our materialistic marketing world.
Oh my God, they shame you into buying everything.
Yes.
I just realized that. You're
yes.
never good enough. You're never smart enough. Your hair isn't shiny and long enough. Your eyelashes aren't long. Oh my God, I could go on for like 20 years. But yeah, they shame you into buying their product.
Right.
Or any product, weight loss, all that kind of stuff. It's just, I got to sit back in my body right now. Because I am pissed off. Deep breaths in.
More thoughts on this?
Yeah, this is Sean. I like this conversation, and it's kind of like a lack of support that I always felt in this culture. And I kept waiting for like, you know, people to pat me on the back and start to kind of like let me in. And I was like, I got my graduate degree. It didn't happen. I got my license. It didn't happen. There was always another C. And then there's all they just keep handing you more stuff, you know, kind of like you were saying with buying. They're like, okay, now get your PhD and then you'll be in. But then really, if you do that, you'll just, you know, you'll never get tenure, and you'll, you know, so there's always this kind of dangling the stick thing, but you never can get there. And so I think that's what I'm relating to with what Jamie was saying around the money. To me, it leads to like hoarding money, because I don't feel like I'll be taken care of, or if our family's in need, that anyone will step up. And so, and then even when I'm in a really good position in an agency, like we don't even get the insurance we need. So there's like this, there's always this lack, you know, and feeling of needing to do it on your own, being suspicious and not getting what you're worth, like not even getting a living wage, even as like, you know, a licensed professional or something like that. So I think that that's what's coming up for me.
Mm-hmm. Okay, one more comment and then we'll put a little more light on this.
I could share. I don't know if the light's on me. You could tell me. I think it is. Someone touched upon like deserving in terms of money, and wow, speaking, I could feel something releasing here. Mm-hmm. I started like a private practice for mindfulness coach for counseling, I want to say about a year ago, and it's like there was something in me hasn't healed in terms of being able to like receive money, I guess. And I still have this practice. I have one client, she's on a sliding scale, and it's interesting because she has some issues around money, and it's like there's like this sort of like we resonate in that way, and I realized that recently. And I'm working, I did accept a position and I moved, and I'm working in a school system right now. It's nice to just receive a paycheck and not have to think about all the little nuances about it. And yet I'm not done with my private practice. Like it's there. And there is something needing to heal or release or I actually feel a little judgy when I see someone charging something that I perceive I can't afford, that mm-hmm. I wish I could.
Mm-hmm.
And like I actually just reached out to someone on Sarah's, one of her podcasts, and I like got a response, and there literally was I felt like angry inside, like a blame, like, how dare you charge that? I don't know. But then I was like, I did sit with like, well, like, yes, this person is, you know, that's how, where they're valuing themselves. And I do value that service equally. And yet I'm feeling a lack or shame that I'm not worth paying that money, or I don't know that it's not, I'm not worth, but I'm still, anyhow, it's fertile ground.
Mm-hmm. This is important stuff. I mean, money and finances are really at the core of our materialistic society. It's part of that objectification that goes on, that we are, you know, it's the equation of, you know, Sarah equals $35 and, you know, Jim is equal to $250 and Dean is equal to $1,000. And, you know, I mean, it's like this objectification and identification with money that goes on in our culture. And there is so much shame around that, that you can't even get untwisted from it to barely breathe above the water. And this is part of this kind of, you don't even think, you know, okay, a doctor's supposed to make $750 an hour, and me as a therapist, sure, $65 an hour is what I'm supposed to make, right? You don't even think about the value of what, of who you are and what you offer. And it seems like a very big step to charge what you feel like you're worth, or ask for the salary or the payment for what you're worth. So it's a pretty big shame-based game. And it really is a game. I mean, employers will try to get you for less money. They'll try to shame you into believing that you're not worth something. So this is pretty prevalent. And we're prepped for it growing up by being shamed into learning and shamed into doing this and that and conforming. So that is why we need something more than just trying to think ourselves out of this. That's why we need the higher frequencies to help us shift, because there's no way to think your way out of this and sustain it. Let's put it that way. You can think yourself out of it for a few moments, but you can't sustain it. So, I hope everyone is raising their rates right now.
Yeah.
As we speak.
You're right. what I'd like to do is go into the meditation now so that we can receive an infusion of this light of freedom and freedom from shame, so that on our last night together we can get all we can to help us unwind from this. I mean, this is just the trickiest thing. And it goes along with that self-loathing, and it's pretty much, I had a vision last night that was really sad, about just how entangled in the darkness people really are. And it's so normalized that people don't have a reference point for feeling better. And it's pretty pervasive. I mean, it's worldwide.
Sarah, when you said shaming into conforming, that made such sense to me. And coupled with what you just said, how many people are in that darkness and the shame of giving up one's true self to conform is really, it just struck me to think of it that way. That's pretty intense.
Well, that's what we've got going on. That's the cycle we've got going on the planet today.
Wow.
And that's what we're breaking free of. That's part of the old paradigm. Shame doesn't exist in the new paradigm. And that's where we're moving towards. So we want it. We need the higher frequencies to help free us up from this. We need to be able to move into 5D frequencies to help break up the 3D setup. And we're naturally moving that way, so there's a lot of support for it. It just is so tricky that you don't realize when you've fallen back into it.
Yes.
It's really, really tricky. So this is, you know, coyote territory, the trickster, to kind of keep entangling this until you figure your way out of it. With help. Always, always with help. The help of your higher being, the help of Mother Earth, the help of the sacred community, the circle. It's okay to receive the help. It really is. And so you can let down that part of you that just always wants to punch and fight and struggle because you think it's your responsibility to do it all on your own. And the place of freedom is within your own being. It really is. It's sitting within your own being. And for those of you who are charging for your services, you know, one of the tests is, are you willing to pay someone the amount you want to be paid for their service? And it's something interesting to watch in yourself. So we are going to let go of trying to think our way out of this. And that should be a relief. And allow yourself to come back to your body, your being, your center of light that you know you are. The being that you wish everyone could see and affirm. Come back to the light of your soul, the animating energy of you. The animating energy of you. the infinite animating energy of you. And allow your breath to deepen into your belly. Allow your awareness to include your whole entire torso. Inviting your lower back to soften and release. Allow your hands to flow with energy. Allowing the pelvis to balance out, letting the tailbone to uncurl and find its natural state and balance between right and left in the pelvis. And let's travel down the thighs to the knees. We haven't dealt with knees before. Just notice the interior of your knee. What does a knee feel like? What does a joint feel like? It's a transition point. It's a activating point. Do the tendons and ligaments on the right side balance with the tendons and ligaments on the left side of each knee and behind and on top, underneath the kneecap? Let's invite that whole joint to balance out. There we go. And sense it, don't think it. Allow yourself to go within now. We're transitioning into the deeper state. We come down to the calf muscles and inviting them to soften and get nice and puffy. And you might feel this pull and tug between kind of the exterior energy and the interior energy. And just gently allow yourself to let go. It's let go of listening, let go of being alert, and allow yourself to enjoy being within yourself, taking refuge within you, your energy, the beauty of you. Let yourself be surrounded by your energy, your sphere of energy, your field, and come within that field. Become the center of your universe. And come down to the feet and greet Mother Earth with your sensing. Greet her with your sensing. Listen to how your sensing wants to greet her. It may surprise you. And we greet the spirit of the land, the nature spirits, the spirit of the water, spirit of the fire, spirit of the air, and the spirit of the ether. We greet the animal spirits of the earth and the sky, all of this is in our sphere of being. And we greet the directions of the east and the south and the west and the north, above and below, crystallizing our sphere into a structure that can hold our consciousness and in which we can reside. Reside in wholeness. And we come down to the root chakra. And allow the root chakra to extend its root into the earth as well, forming a tripod with our feet as the most stabilizing geometric figure, and stabilize, stake our space and place here on earth. And when we stake ourselves with that triangle, it forms a container, a structure, that the energy can travel downward and upward and follow the circuits of the central column and the column on the right and the column on the left that circulate and spiral and braid with the energy of the chakras in the central column. So we need a structure to help direct the energy and to help us feel stable. And so sense for a little bit here, I'll be quiet as the energy travels upward and downward, clearing through, cleansing, purifying, reestablishing yourself as a center, a sacred center. And allow yourself not to think. Again, anytime you think during this, you're thinking with old thinking, with preconceived thoughts and notions that don't allow for a new experience. We're looking for new experiences all the time beyond the threshold of the entanglement with old history, with old experiences. Fresh water, fresh flow, fresh air. So every time you identify something with your mind, you're doing it from an old reference point. But every time you allow it to surface and reveal itself to you, it's showing you a new vantage point, a new perspective. Also, the old thinking will be contaminated with shame. And we want the fresh energy to detox the shame, to disentangle. And it will surprise you that it's possible to do this disentangling from this higher frequency perspective. Allow your hands to flow, your legs to flow, tailbone flow. Don't think. I can see the thinking creeping in. Creep it out. That part of us that wants to know, has to know, is part of the shame. It's part of that defensiveness. I better know this. I have to know this. I have to pass. I have to be accepted. I have to stand out. That having to know roots back to the shame. And there's the tie between the mind and the emotions. So every time we feel shame, we feel like we can protect ourselves by knowing more. And in reality, we can protect ourselves better by being in the fresh flow and organized and grounded. So look at that relationship between needing to know when you're meditating, when you can't possibly know mentally what's going on with the vast energies that are part of your being, that are who you are. And that all those puny little thoughts are trying to contain something really big. You know, it's the old finger in the dike thing where scenario where you're trying to hold back something huge with these puny little thoughts and this effort to control. So shame does lead to this needing to know. And that's one thing when you're working and you do need to know some kind of fact. But when you want to meditate and go deep and reconnect with your soul and your being, that need to know gets in the way. Let yourself not know. Let the not knowing flow through you. Let the fresh spirit of the water cleanse you. There, now there is fresh energy flowing in the circle. So what if the only image you have is of fresh air or fresh water or light flowing through you and around you? Can you just let that be without having to figure it out? Let yourself be in the experience of it. Now we'll let the historical anger, the built-up anger, the built-up negativity, the built-up responses, reactions begin to cleanse. All those feelings, all those thoughts want to return to the light. They want to be transformed by Father Sun or Mother Earth, by the stars. Let them flow. Feel your breath turning into silver light. Feel your sphere starting to churn and all the crusted material breaking up and flowing upward, downward, or spinning out into the cosmos to be transformed. And when there's a little bit of space for you, allow yourself to sit in the center of your abdomen, behind the navel, in that whole third, second, first chakra area. we had to make some space because we were hoarding a lot of negative energy, a lot of negative elements. Now we're clearing on a much deeper level. When you can't come back in and you're locked out of yourself, you have to make space. You have to do some preliminary clearing. And finally, the circle has generated enough light to awaken and activate everyone's higher consciousness. To vibrate at a higher resonance frequency. To explode into light like a star. And to feel all that next layer of crust breaking up and dissolving. really freeing your body, your emotions, your mind, so that the beautiful spirit of you can become crystalline, clear, and brilliant. This is the diamond consciousness. Again, go through another round of giving yourself permission to let go. And now, this is the deepest sacred aspect of the circle tonight. Your higher being, we've made space for your higher being to enter your body, your personality, all the chakras. So that you can live from your higher being or the 5D consciousness. And it is completed. So that old consciousness has been replaced. And each one of you will go through your process as you grow into this and release anything that you've been holding on to. And it'll be a process to, instead of live by memory, live by presence. Living by memory will feel like you're dissociated. Living by presence will feel like you're grounded. Okay. So take a moment to feel your feet and seat, your fingers, toes, your body. Breathe and prepare yourself for coming off of mute. So that means settle or stretch or do whatever you need to do to make noise before you come back on. And unmute when you're ready. Everyone come back. Hello, hello, hello to the new you.
Hi.
Let me introduce myself.
Yes. Yes, yes, yes. Okay, we were really taken through the sacred space tonight. The class has been leading up to this experience. So remember, you really can't think yourself out of this, or else you're thinking with the same mind that is entangled. I mean, you can do some thinking, you can do some realization, let's say realization, insights, awakenings, yes. But trying to figure this out mentally is just not going to work. But you can see that you were graced and blessed in the ceremony tonight. So it'll be interesting to see how each person actualizes the ceremony that happened tonight. Any questions or comments to share? Was someone going to say something? Yes. That was a breath.
This is Sean. I have a comment and a question. I'll start with the question. Is there a goddess in 5D, or is that a 3D concept?
Well, isn't that a tricky question?
I'll say my statement then, too, because it goes with the question is, I feel like 5D is goddess. So that's just working for me. Like all the feminine principles we've been studying about the Kundalini and how it works and how it moves and the openings and portals. Like, to me, that just feels like this is how that feels to me. Mm-hmm. And what we were talking about before sounded very masculine, the hoarding and shaming. So I was just, I guess maybe it's not a question, it's more of a statement. This feels like goddess to me.
Okay. Thank you for taking me off the hook there.
You're welcome.
This is Chris. I just have a comment. I had a candle lit for the group here, and as deeper we got into it, the candle started going crazy high, and I started having a hot flash. So I don't know. I must have been burning off a lot, and it feels a whole lot better.
Right, and it shows you what a hot flash really is.
Yes.
Good. Okay, so it'll take a little while for your being to process everything that's happened in this class, so don't work too hard at it, but also pay attention. I had updated the PDF. Maybe some of you noticed that. You might want that just for the reminder of the class. I might update it one more time, actually. And if you would like to keep the recordings from the class, go ahead and download them. The class will probably be online for about a month, and then it'll come down and the recordings won't be available. So go ahead and do that if you want to keep them. Same, the class page will evaporate in thin air. So... Okay.
Thank you, Sarah.
Okay. Okay. Blessings to everyone. And I'm excited for everyone here because the path very liberated here. So many blessings.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Sarah.
Thank you all.
Good night, everyone. Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.